All right, so how about a close your eyes beginning? Taking a nice full breath into the body and letting it out with a big sigh. Great. And let's do that again. Good. So just letting your body relax into the chair and the energy move into your body with each breath. A little more slowly, a little more softly. Breathing in, breathing out. Settling in your chair. Feeling the wave in the room of information and followed by the wave of love of the family, of the entourage of Kryon. And if you breathe into your heart, just softly and fully, you make a space for that wave of love. So let it in and let it come through. Let it pass through you, leaving you with the gift of divine love, of your divine purpose here, here today, and here on the planet. The love that we share as family, and the purpose of healing, the purpose of becoming one on this planet, the I Am Divine, and opening your hearts and your minds to that one place where the all that is comes with blessings, comes with messages, comes through with teachings from the many and from the one.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon, of magnetic service. It is the beginning of the day and a time when I would give a brief message to all those listening. Often the beginning channeling is one that challenges you with belief. What are you hearing now? Are you hearing the human? Or is it above that? And that is always the perception, the choice of all who are here. Consciousness has always been the key to the answer to that question. The consciousness that sees perhaps linear things and sees this as impossible, or thinks above that, or has experienced the energy before and knows that what is being presented does not come from the man in the chair. And then you would say, well, where does it come from? And that is difficult because where does not relate in a multidimensional field or in the talk that you would have outside of your dimension. There is no where. Instead, you would like to say perhaps what? Even that is hard, because what would indicate a singular thing that has purpose and a name and shape, and it doesn't necessarily work either. Would you please define love? Where is it? What is it? And you would struggle for a month. How many books have been written describing the power, the beauty, the influences of love? The answer is that it is everything. It can be everywhere. It's not even spoken. It's in the eyes. It's a multidimensional thing between humans, between child and human, between you and an animal, and back. It's indescribable. It is not, where is love? It just is. And that is what you're hearing. The creative source is far beyond the box you think you wish to define. It is not something that is unusual, dear human being. You live in the box because that is the way of it. You must be linear because that is the way of it. But then there are the variations. I'll call this small channel, the man in the box. And we talk about a man who represents all humanity, who lives in a box, and it's a big one. We could even call him woe if we wanted to, as we have many times, because woe is a woman and a man. He's a woe man. And if you ask woe, he's very pleased with his box. Everything he needs is there. Woe, like most humans who grew up in survival, in having to do certain things, certain ways in order to accomplish life in general, who obeyed his parents, who did what he was told, went to school, learned what they had to give him, which was linear. No matter what his trade, he came out with those things which were known, which were linear. And then he lived the rest of his life in the fashion that was logical, linear, made sense for him, and he liked it. Many would not even call that a box. They would say, no, that's just life. But dear ones, it is a box. It has limitations on what that would do with woe. How would he think? What would he do next? What would he do when presented with things that were different? Well, in this room, woe is aware there are many doors. And those doors represent different boxes. And he also knows, as the linear man he is, that if he goes through the door, he will then have another box. Slam the door, he will be in that box. And the box is often called religion or culture, belief. And it would change his paradigm of consciousness and thinking. And he has met those from other boxes who would say, whoa, my box is just as big as yours, only it's better. Because, whoa, I've learned something. There's this prophet that knows things, and you can follow this prophet. And woe has said, I don't wish to. My box is okay. Door after door, he would meet people from the different boxes, would say, this is a better life than you have because we've got something to follow you don't have. And woe says, I'm happy with myself. Door after door. Seemed like the longer he lived, the more doors they were, and some of them seemed absurd. Woe was happy where he was. And then he met someone who said, Woe, I've got a box. And that's a little different. And Woe said, and which door are you? And he said, well, this box doesn't have a door. And Woe said, doesn't have a door? How can I get from my box to your box and shut the door? And the man said, well, that's just the point. You don't shut the door. You see, my box is incorporated in your box. It makes your box get bigger. It gives you extra senses that you don't have now about who you are and the love you might have inside and perhaps even where you came from. And Woe said, let me get this straight. There's no door. I can't get there. It's going to make my box bigger, and I'm going to think differently. And the man said, that's correct. Woe didn't think much of this, but it intrigued him to have a bigger box. He made the jump and realized that gone was the linear. He didn't have to step through something and become something else. Woe got bigger in his belief, in his knowledge, in his joy. His box was added unto. It wasn't something you get in one and close the door and forget everything else you ever were. When woe became this, he said, show me more. There's got to be other boxes that will make this one even bigger. Now I'm intrigued because I'm doing better than I ever did in my life. I feel better. I have more joy. I'm living longer. And he says, is there another box? And now he wasn't talking to a man. He was talking to the voice that said, whoa, there is always a bigger box. In the love of God, you will find it if you search. There is no limitation on how big the box of the human can be. And it's up to the human being and their consciousness. No doors are involved. Like all things non-linear, they appear when the formula is correct. And the formula is higher consciousness. Is one that starts to understand and realize who they are, where they came from, and what they're here for. Where they start to relax and the chemistry of their body starts to change. And the box becomes so big they cannot even see the walls. This is the story of the man in the box, and it's the story of humans right now. Make no mistake, I am not giving you the story of humans that are going to step into metaphysics or New Age. I am giving you the story of humans who are starting to develop themselves by themselves and finding greater purpose themselves, who are becoming more peaceful, living longer, having joy in their life themselves without a nomarker, without anything to hook to, without a prophet, without a doctrine. Because it's all there inside and they're finding it, human after human after human, no matter what the culture, no matter what the language. And that is the story of this, the new human in the new world. Where are you? I'll be back. And so it is.